This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The Goods and Services Tax GST Council at its 53rd meeting in New Delhi decided to roll out pan-India biometric-based Aadhaar authentication to check fake invoicing. Speaking to the media yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this will help the government combat fraudulent input tax credit claims made through fake invoices. Ms. Sitharaman said GST Council has recommended a uniform return of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The minister also announced that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man will not attract any GST. The minister said that to help small taxpayers, the council has recommended extending the time limit to furnish details and returns in the form GSTR4 from 30th of April to 30th of June. She also informed that in order to reduce government litigation, the council has recommended a monetary limit of 20 lakh rupees for GST Appellate Tribunal, 1 crore rupees for High Court and 2 crore rupees for Supreme Court for filing of appeals by the department. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartahari Mehtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on 27th of June. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on 27th of this month. The Parliament sessions will conclude on 3rd of next month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting to review overall preparedness for flood management in the country. The meeting will take place in New Delhi today. The Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has introduced two new standards, IS 18590-2024 and IS 18606-2024, to enhance the safety of electric vehicles, EVs. These new BIS standards are designed to ensure that the critical component of EVs meets stringent safety requirements. The newly introduced standards are for electric vehicles in the L, M and N categories. NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for today has been postponed. A fresh date of the examination will be announced at the earliest. The Ministry of Health has said that the decision has been taken in consideration the recent incidents of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The Ministry said it has decided to undertake a thorough assessment of the robustness of processes of NEET PG entrance examination conducted by the National Board of Examination for medical students. The Ministry of Education has entrusted the matter of alleged irregularities in NEET UG examination 2024 to CBI for comprehensive investigation. In a statement, the Ministry said, "Government is committed to ensure the sanctity of examinations and protect the interests of students." Military College of Telecommunication Engineering, Indian Army and Society of Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, an autonomous research and development laboratory under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, has signed a memorandum of understanding MOU to advance collaboration in next-generation wireless technologies for Indian Army. In table tennis, India's Srija Akula has reached the finals in both women's singles and women's doubles at the World Table Tennis WGT Contender in Lagos, Nigeria last evening. Srija also made history by becoming the first Indian to advance to a WTT Contender final in singles category. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India secured a commanding 50 runs victory over Bangladesh at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua last night. Put into bat first, India posted a formidable total of 196 for 5 in 20 overs. And this is the end of this news bulletin.